Most of the time, Eric Andrus is a beef and rice farmer. But lately, he's learning to be a boat builder. When I arrive at his farm, he's in the barn, sanding the hull of a big wooden barge.
We're about to apply the second layer of plywood.
Eric lives in Ferrisburg, Vermont, near Lake Champlain. This fall, he plans to load up the boat with potatoes, grains, honey, apples, beans, and maple syrup, all produced in the Champlain Valley, and sail to markets further south. It's called the Vermont Sail Freight Project.
Products that have a longer shelf life tend to be undersupplied, chronically undersupplied, in the New York City area. The Sail Freight Project represents a way for farmers with shelf-stable products to still have that representation through a very visible and magnetic platform.
Eric admits that, for now, the boat is kind of a floating publicity stunt. But it indicates just how creative North Country farmers have to get when they try to access major markets. Bernadette Logazar with Cornell Cooperative Extension in Malone sums it up this way.
Are there farmers from the Adirondack North Country region selling product into New York City? Yes. Is it without its challenges? Absolutely not. Is that still kind of, you know, the diamond prize that's hanging on the horizon for many? Absolutely.
One of the biggest challenges is how much money farmers get for their products in major markets. David Connor teaches sustainable food economics at the University of Vermont.
The problem for farmers is that they sell it into a commodity pool and basically end up competing in a high-volume, low-price kind of a market.
And then there's the problem of distribution. New York City is really far away.
You know, the distance works against you. It's a 7-hour haul just to get down to the edge of the city.
That's Ralph Childs, a farmer in Malone. He's doing something most North Country farmers aren't, selling to the commodity market. Ralph grows massive amounts of greens. Each week in the summer, he fills up 5 semi-trucks with spinach and cilantro and ships it all down to Hunts Point Terminal Market in the Bronx. Hunts Point is the world's biggest produce wholesaler and supplies approximately 22 million people. In order to do all that, Ralph works with broker Bob Monzeglio.
We find the customers in the markets. We secure the transportation. In other words, we hire the trucks and send them over to Ralph's cooler, guarantee the payment. We tell them what the market's bringing.
Bob says he and Ralph were able to break into the New York City market by taking advantage of the North Country's cool summers.
We narrowed it down to a few crops that we knew had the potential to be monetarily lucrative during that summertime period.
Eric Andrus says his boat trip to New York City will take about 10 days, and it's better than the alternative.
Farms that are more than a few hours' drive from the city, there's also an extreme quality of life cost to accessing the New York City market. In many cases, farmers that I know who do this drive through the night in order to conduct these marathon farmers market sessions and then come home exhausted.
But there's not one easy way to get products south. And Bernadette Logazar says when it comes to markets, farmers need to have a plan.
Wherever your market is, you need to know where you want to have, you want to know where you want your product and how you're going to get it there. Who is your target market, and aim for them.
So should North Country farmers aim to feed big cities? The answer is maybe. For the Innovation Trail, I'm Sarah Harris.